welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's up, L'Oreal?
Hey, Eva. How you doing today?
I'm good. I can't complain. I like this little frame taper bang you got going on. You looking like a snack. What?
Thank you. This is all courtesy of our 100th episode and the last podcast of the year.
Listen, L'Oreal, can you believe you have been stuck with me for 100 episodes?
I'm so happy. I couldn't have done it with a better person. I love you, and I'm glad we're stuck together, and hopefully there's 100 more.
Okay. Listen, the amount of clothes that I have taken off in the past 100 episodes, I'm just saying, it's always clothes on the floor, because all we do is get undressed here at the Undressing Room Podcast. Now, I must say, in the past 100 episodes, we have had some quite amazing moments, and I would love to take a moment to go ahead and do some recap as we celebrate our 100th episode. We're going to recap some of our favorite conversation, and this year was an absolute year to remember. There were some great things that happened in 22, and there were some shocking things that happened in 2022 also, and we're going to give you the whole rundown on that. Plus, what else is going to go on, L'Oreal?
And you already know, Eva, it's going to go all the way down in my DMs, and this happened.
And I was wondering if I could take you out, show you a good time, show you.
It's going down. So okay. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress all this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's is bringing you something new every time you turn your head. Right now, you can stay on top of your online orders. You know how you order something, you want to know, have they processed it yet? Is it en route? You want to track it? Well, don't even trip. You can track your online orders. You can track your returns. Take advantage of the price checking feature just to make sure. You might have heard it went on sale. Did it go up? Did it go down? You can do all of this online. Plus, Star Rewards members, I'm a Star Rewards member. So you should be
Me
one
too.
And L'Oreal's been a Star Rewards member. She get all them Star Money bonus
days. That's right.
Now, remember, you can get special features like Star Money updates and exclusive savings sent right to your phone, so you don't ever have to forget when that sale drops, when your money's there. It's all there on the app. Do yourself a favor. Download it today for iOS and for Android. So no matter what kind of phone you got, Macy's has got you. Can you believe, L'Oreal, that this has been 100 episodes?
I cannot.
Crazy.
I'm so happy, though. Couldn't have done it with anybody else. We literally
wouldn't
are the dynamic duo. Exactly. So 100 did feel like it flew by, though. I will say
it that. Did, though. But you got to think about it. We've covered everything from pop culture news to dating advice to opening up and sharing our personal stories. I mean, there have been a couple times where I've cried.
Yeah.
There have definitely been times where I've learned a lot about you and you've been very open. And we would just like to thank all of the listeners out there, those that have been rocking with us from day one, those that are just now tuning in and realizing y'all been missing it.
Yes.
But the Undressing Room Podcast could not happen without you. Thank you so much. But what we do want to do is we want to go back, and this is just reminisce for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Let's go back and think about some of the best moments that you all loved on our shows. So there was this episode that we did, the episode that got the most downloads, which was right after our pilot episode, which is called Life After Death. Now, L'Oreal and I had a lot of things to say about this gentleman, Kevin Samuels. And then right after the episode, which was all about the relationships and relationship experts, Kevin Samuels, the relationship expert, passed away. So,
yeah, it was almost like bad timing for when the episode dropped, because we kind of ripped him to shreds and then he like died the next day. I was like, oh.
He literally. But I mean, we live in our truth. We get undressed, we take it off and we leave it on the floor. So this is what happened. We would be remiss if we did not start our show off today with talking about Kevin Samuels.
Right.
He went viral last week. I found myself extremely upset with his wording, his choice of display on his Instagram, and precisely what he had to say about women that are 35 and over. And I know it struck a chord to me. It struck a chord with you. And we spoke on it. And the crazy thing about it is that he actually ended up passing away. So he is Kevin Samuels. His tweet went viral last week. calling unmarried women over 35 leftovers. Now, after that, there were rumors spreading that he had passed away. And we together did our own little research because we were just like trying to figure out, you know, you don't want any of these rumors to be true. You don't want to report anything like this, but you know, our podcast does really well, and we definitely had a lot to say about him. So we needed to confirm.
We said a lot.
And see what was, we said a lot, and we meant everything that we said.
Yeah, he said a lot, you know?
Yes, yes. So it was really difficult to figure it out because Kevin Samuels is a very common name, and being in the city of Atlanta and being at a hospital, trying to find someone under that name, it was just so many people's names coming back. So it comes to find out that the next morning, after everyone heard that he was rumored to have passed away, it was then confirmed that he did pass away with a woman inside of his apartment. A 32-year-old woman, she's a nurse that he actually had met that night. So I guess they were just hours into knowing each other. He had brought her back to his house, and she witnessed the incident where she claimed that he was complaining of chest pains, and then he fell on top of her. Now, I have an inside source that says that he was in the middle of throes of passion, which is why he ended up falling on top of her.
Lord.
But the saddest part, I mean, there are so many sad parts. We can dissect this thing. So many sad parts. One of the saddest for me is not only the last memory that he left, right? Because we as people, we are not one thing. You're not just a radio host. You're not just a woman. You're so many things. But the question is, what is the resounding thing that people remember you from? Mm-hmm. So one of the saddest things that I think happened is that that was what he left us remembering him by. Right. Obviously, he's a grown man. He has a daughter. He has a lot to who he is, but this is the resounding thing that he left. And then on top of that, L'Oreal, his mom found out via social media.
Now that right there was awful, because regardless of how you feel about this man or things that he said, we all have a family, you know, whatever the case, and a mom at that, like some people, mom is no longer here with us. But to just imagine to find out that your son is no longer walking this earth, and you find out from strangers. I'm not sure. I think I might have shared this with you before, but that's how I found out my dad passed away, was in a comment on my social media page.
What?
A family member, yes, my real dad, a family member who I'm not like, I might have seen her once or twice in my life, went under my comments and wrote, I don't know if you know, but your dad is gone. Your dad is dead, is what she wrote. And, you know, I just froze like that, like to find out in that manner, like me and my dad had our issues or whatever the case, but like, nothing, never would want to hear nothing like that.
Right.
Social media. Never, never, ever, ever, ever. And this was many years ago.
Oh my goodness.
But, yeah.
I can imagine.
It's really hard, and it still bothers me because I look at it like, you know, I do feel like a lot of people were jealous of my relationship or how my father treated me. But I like they just hid it from me, which is the sickest thing. Like, why would you hide? And my father was sick. So why would you hide that? Like, I already knew that he was dying or whatever the case, but that's, you know, that's what happened. So my heart goes out to her because that's something you'll never forget. You know, that's
You can't unring that bell. You know, it's one of those things. And you said it really well, despite how you feel about this man, Dr. Umar did a post saying he did not agree with anything this man said.
Right.
He did not agree with his stance and the way in which he projected. But in that same breath, there is no world in which you would want to see a Black man at 56 gone off of this earth. You know, he is two women's ex-husband. He is someone's son. He is someone's father. And he's many people's friends. And so despite people that don't care about him, and I bring that up because the reaction on social when it came to Black women down to Vivica Fox, like everybody had something to say. And it's as if because he was so distasteful, disgusting, and berating towards Black women that they cannot find compassion for this man outside of, you know what I mean?
Right. It bothers me that, like, because I totally agree and understand. What bothers me are the people that are speaking out against the people that felt the way. It's like he made a lot of people feel bad about themselves. You know what I mean? It's one thing to express how you feel and give your opinion, but like you talked blatantly down to Black women. And to my understanding, I was never a fan of the show or anything, but to my understanding, what I've been told, he actually initially started off talking to men in this manner, but it didn't get as much attention. When it came to women, of course, the men started circulating it and thinking it was funny and whatever the case and running with it. So I feel if a woman feels whatever way she feels about him, whether dead or in life, that is a Black woman. That is her right to feel that, because he made her feel that way. He wanted her to feel that way. And I don't think it's okay to disrespect the family as far as being like, there's some people that's like, well, goody dot. Like, anyone that says stuff like that is disgusting to me. Like, there's nothing that I could think that could ever make me say that, unless it was somebody that's like abusing a child or molesting a child. Like,
there's no space to rejoice in the death of a person. Like, there's no joy in that. No one gets anything out of that.
Mm-hmm. But I will say this.
What?
To lighten the mood, because I don't, you know, the meme that they have of him is pretty damn funny.
What's the meme, says?
It seems spot on. It's the one where he got the pearly gates behind him and he's standing there with the suit. He said, and you're still fat and ugly. Or he said, you're still.
Oh, something. God.
It was funny to me only because, and I don't think he said fat and ugly, but he said two like offensive ass words. But
what did he say? An adjustable five? That's what he calls women that are subpar.
Yeah, you're still like, even if he said, like, even if the little bubble said you're still it, and you're still an adjustable five. Like, it was just kind of funny because the way you looked at it was like, yo, this person did it tastefully. It was like an honor to him. And like,
Right.
Some people did think he was funny, this, that, and the third. I do get the shock jock thing of everything, but he really, really hurt a lot of people's feelings. And so I could see some women damn near probably wanting to slit the damn wrist after he was saying certain things to him.
That's what I was talking to one of my friends about, you know, and talking about how detrimental the words that he said, you know, for every one independent woman like me, I feel like there are, you know, at least 10 impressionable younger girls that are still trying to figure it out, that when you have someone of his stature or at least his platform speaking to what women should be doing and those that don't know what they really should be doing and want to do, then this, you know, those kind of messaging is very confusing.
Very
to
scary.
Find a number to rate people. I remember my friend was saying, like, what number would you rate you? And I was like, I don't rate myself any number. I'm beautiful, but I find beauty in every person. Like, there is no number.
Right.
You were made in the image of God. And so I guess the hardest part about this is, as we are journalists and entertainers and reporters, and we say how we feel and we put our perspective out there, you want to do it in love and in light, because in tongue is life and death. It's a sword, seriously. And it's just super, super sad. And the Undressing Room podcast is, you know, we're kind of torn. We're definitely hurt about this. And it's one of those where we were definitely not a big fan of his, but by the same token,
we don't want to see him die.
Never. The appreciation for life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And if that means that you were whatever it is you are, you're allowed to be that. And so our heart goes out to the family and to the friends of Kevin Samuels. So we all love our dating and relationship convos. Those are some of the best, men and women alike. They're all here for it.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now, another top moment that we tuned in was breaking down why there are not enough Black males to fit the needs of Black women out here. This one got spicy. I didn't expect it to go this hard. This is what happened. Listen up. What are they saying in the research about these men out here?
They're saying that there's not enough Black males who fit the needs of Black women. Go figure. Now, on All Black Social Society, recently they interviewed the host of Marry Me Now, Rebecca Lynn Pope, and asked her why Black men are struggling in the relationship department. Well, she breaks down why it's harder for Black women to get married, and it's because they're accelerating faster than Black men. Now, based on research, women want to marry men on their level or higher financially and economically in status. Now, here's what she had to say.
What do you think the challenge is that women are having, Black women in particular, when it comes to becoming a wife?
Well, honestly, keeping it 100, there's not enough eligible Black males who fit the needs of Black women. By the time you dissect the demographics of finances, sexual orientation, what you end up drilling down into, because Black women tend to want to marry Black men.
Right, right.
Black women are running circles around men.
Right.
And it's also shown in research that women want to marry on their same level of financial and educational status.
Yeah.
So if you're a Black woman making $150,000 a year with a master's degree, you tend to want to marry a Black man on that same level or higher.
Wow. I'm about to be brawny. Find me my white man, okay?
Listen, oh my goodness, there's so much in this. So I feel, sis, I think there are two things in this that stuck out to me. Just the idea that we all out here trying to get married and have kids anyway. Mm-hmm. So let's start with that topic. The idea that if you meet a 32-year-old single Black woman, it's because she has failed to find love versus she has prioritized herself and her career.
Yeah.
Not everyone is built for marriage and not everyone prioritizes marriage.
That's
and I think
right.
it is
Me.
Very disgusting to assume that because I am a woman, I am out here looking for a man to do anything for me, at
Period.
Least fill me up, at best mm-hmm. provide and protect me. And so that is the first problem, I believe. The second issue I think we really have is the idea of what a man is supposed to be per the Black community and what a woman is and is supposed to be per the Black community.
Now, with that being said, do you think that more Black women should be open to dating outside of their race? Because a key thing that I heard there is something that Black men don't do. And that's us Black women always pretty much see ourselves being and marrying a Black man.
We love our Black men.
Yeah.
We seek out our Black men.
They don't love us as much.
We love them. And I don't want that sense of self-love and that sense of Black love to ever die. Instead of us changing our ideas, I hope that the Black men pull up and they understand that we Ooh. Got they front, they back, they side. We had them, we made them, we raised them, we love them, we support them. And I just wish that they could feel our love in its truth so that they don't feel the need to go elsewhere. But by the same token, love is love. God is love. And if a man finds love in a woman, be it whatever color she is, I'm not mad at it. But by the same token, Black women, we like our men. We love our men. I love my husband. He Black as it is. All three of my Black brothers, my Black daddy, my Black boys I'm raising. And so don't lose hope in our Black men, sis, because if we don't keep the hope, then no one else will. Now, we all love to share the favorite celebrity moments. And one of the ones that you guys engaged into the most was the Relationship Goals episode where we had Taye Diggs and April Jones. And it started out about being about Black love goals on Instagram. It was so beautiful. Check this out. Let's talk about two adorable people that seem to have a budding romance. So I don't know if you have noticed, but Taye Diggs has recently been gaining a lot of Instagram followers. He's been doing silly videos for his fans. And recently, people have noticed that April Jones, who is Lil Fizz's ex-girlfriend, Omarion's
ex-girlfriend.
Her. Now, April, my girl now. And she just started popping up all over Taye Diggs' Instagram feed. So I think we were figuring out, like, is she acting? Is she doing a role? Is she in his new TV show? Well, at first it seemed very innocent, but rumors did start late last year around the new year when they were spotted attending a holiday party together. Now, sometimes they're singing and other times you can see them laughing. In one recent video I thought was hilarious. So Taye Diggs goes and he gets some pajamas, like a two-piece set. So he comes back with these, with his bag, and says, like, I don't usually shop for people, but I'm into you. So then he added, that's cute. I know you don't get treated like this, do you? Ooh. And opens up this bag, child. It was a two-piece pajama set, Lord, from the convenience store. I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but fans are loving their relationship.
They ain't get her the shoes. They be having the shoes. You know, the shoes that's on the plastic thing, and they hang.
Little hangers and connected together. Yes. Well, they got two outfits. I saw him on Instagram yesterday. Why was he wearing one of the outfits, girl? And she had on the other one. They sing songs together. They dance. They are the cutest couple. So what do you think, L'Oreal? Because I know we like our privacy. But what do you think about their PDA on Instagram? Do you think that he's too old for her? Do you think this is a perfect match? What are your thoughts?
I'm just shocked Taye Diggs is dating a black and a woman.
What's that supposed to mean?
I had to break it up. I was going to say a black woman, but I had to make it clear, a black and a woman, because I would have thought he would have been dating a white man.
Okay, let me give you some insight on Taye Diggs.
What?
I started this business on a television show called Kevin Hill.
Okay.
And he was Kevin Hill. I played his girlfriend on the show. I've known Taye for 20 years. Taye Diggs is as straight as they come.
Yeah, but it's the hips. It ain't even
Taye Diggs likes women. I think he's like a lot of men that's like, you're Latin, you're white, you're black. If you're fine, he'll date you.
When he was Winston, I thought he was the finest person on planet Earth. You get what I'm saying? But I think the more we've seen his personality, and I like it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like the goofiness and stuff like that. But I think that is the only thing that kind of makes me look at him like, plus I heard a little bit of rumors. It wasn't that he dates with men or nothing, but it was other kind of rumors, you know. But
like what?
He likes to have fun. How about that? He likes to have fun. Yeah, a lot of fun.
And rumors are exactly that. They're rumors. There's a tinge of truth there, and it's a whole lot of hate sprinkled on top.
Right.
And but we're honest.
What?
We all like to play a little bit.
We do all like to play a little bit, but let's move on. The PDA aspect of things. The PDA aspect of things, I'll just say, I think it's cute with them. Actually, like, I've never seen her and thought, like, oh, what a cute couple with anyone else. But him and her, I think it's fun. I love that they dancing. When it comes to me, I think it really, just like in their relationships, as we've seen, I think it'll really just depend on that person. Because sometimes certain people bring certain things out of you. I've been with a person that's brung that public PDA thing out of me. And I've been with people that made me feel like, nah, you know, when we get home or when we get in the car, I'll kiss you real quick. But like, we ain't about to be all over, you know.
I love about them. They seem to really, really like each other. Like I said, Taye Diggs is a good guy. Like, just salt of the earth, loves his family. He's goofy. He's not worried about it. What the world thinks about him, though he is a consummate professional. He loves his craft.
He does great at his job. Like,
but think about it, like where April is right now in her life. She's an amazing singer and has been trying to get her singing career up and popping.
I don't think that's ever gonna happen on camera,
but I think he's a great support for her. You know, you might not get to where you want to be in life, but it's the journey. And when you are with somebody and you rocking with that person on this journey, you might never get to the destination, but the ride there was hella fun. And I feel like that's their relationship. Like,
girl, she needed this. And I'm going to tell you why. They both did, because even though, like you said, we know Taye Diggs is an amazing actor, but like, this opened another side of him that like we didn't see. He's fun. He looks happy. With her, I feel like she's maybe even, because I don't know her at all, and maybe even the way I think about her is because I never met her, didn't know her, and whatever the blogs and the
she's so goofy. This is her. This I know.
I mean, well, I see she was goofy before. She made goofy-ass decisions.
Oh, Jesus. You made a couple of mistakes that the whole world got to be privy to.
But see, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Sometimes with the narrative that's out there, that because you put your business out there, now people all look at you a certain kind of way because that's how you presented yourself. And now... I like this version of her. I like this version of him. And, you know, if it works for them, then that's great. I'm pretty sure this is a kind of relationship that I feel like you leave alone. And what I mean by that is, you know, there'd be girls or dudes on the side hating like, nah,
Let them be.
They cute. They real cute.
They so cute. Okay, we agreed on something today. They are
for the first time ever, child. Oh, yay! But I do gotta say the age gap is something that me personally, I don't like old men. So like
he's not old. He's 50.
He's freaking 16 years older than her. So I couldn't see myself. That'd be like me. I had the same age. So I don't want to date a 51-year-old man. I get it. It's different when you're in the entertainment.
I don't think you sign up for it though. Like, I don't think you're like on a dating app or like, okay, cool, let's go speed dating with 51-year-old men. I don't think it was, I think it was one of those, like, you ever sat on an airplane next to somebody or ended up with the most unlikely person next to you and you had a chance to talk to them and you realize they are like super, super cool?
Yeah, of course.
That's what it seems like their relationship was. Like, it don't look like he was checking for her for real outside of her being beautiful. And it don't look like she was checking for him, but it seems like they hit a laugh, somebody said a joke, and then someone came back and back and forth.
I can't even see them in the same circle or at the same dinner table prior to this. I mean, prior. Now I can, obviously. But like, if somebody would have been like April Jones next, I couldn't even see. Because remember, she was dating Dr. Dre at a point. She's so all over the place.
She went to dinner. Now, she was dating Lil Fizz. So girl, I'm just saying, it's an upgrade.
She don't have a type. Bad. This is the only thing that she like, okay?
Good guys. I mean, I think she's trying to find the good guy. Think about it. Omarion, he's the good guy. Fizz, the good guy.
She's Dr. Dre.
It was a date. It was just a date. She was out getting some nosh, sis. She was getting some food.
I'm just saying to you, like, you don't just go out on a date with Dr. Dre. Like, they had to take some steps to that. There was
unless you're April Jones, baby. That girl.
But I'm saying there was conversations. That's what I mean by you don't just go to date.
She's that girl. They in her DMs too, low.
We shall see. I ain't never seen Dr. Dre just outside with anybody.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Now, you know we keep it real unless we're going to keep it real. So cheaters, they going to cheat. That's what they do. Like potatoes going to potato, cheaters are going to cheat. And this episode had us going in. Oh, my goodness. So Tristan Thompson had a baby while dating Chloe. This was the continuation of his cheating tendencies, which sadly kept going downhill and tumbled and tumbled and tumbled. This is what happened.
Tristan Thompson is back to his old tricks and it never fails. We knew he was going to be messy with this one, but we all heard those rumors that Tristan had yet again cheated on Khloe Kardashian, and they were saying he had a baby on the way. Now, they were trying to hurry up and do damage control, talking about the two of them wasn't together, but that's not true because I remember when he put the whole apology out and it was on his birthday. Well, Tristan claimed that the only possible date of conception for the child is March 13th, and she said, no. We conceived in April. Now, recently, they did a paternity test, and it revealed that he is the father of Meryl Lee Nicholas's child. Now,
Did you see Meryl Lee? Meryl Lee is beautiful.
She is pretty. Jesus. She is another white girl, if I'm not mistaken. Is she another white girl from Texas, though? She homegrown.
She a trainer, so that body is like...
Her body is out. Like, was she training him or was she just training him in the bedroom?
Well, whatever she trained, she got a payment until the baby's 18.
And which was crazy because he went on social media initially and was telling her, you're never going to get a dime out of this. Or she went to social media and leaked messages where he said, you're never going to get a dime out of this, 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 that, and the third. Well, now his story is changing and he took the social media. I know the courts made him do this, Shal. He said, today's paternity test results reveal that I fathered a child with Meryl Lee.
You are the father.
Yes. they made him say this. I take full responsibility for my actions. Now that paternity has been established, I look forward to amicably raising our son, and I sincerely apologize to everyone I hurt or disappointed throughout the ordeal. That person would only be one person, and that's Chloe, because we already knew what you was on. Did we not know?
So, okay, so this is the question, Lo. Is she going to take him back?
Well, he did give her a lengthy apology on top of that. He said, Chloe, you don't deserve this. You don't deserve the heartache and humiliation I've caused you. You don't deserve the way I treated you for over the years. My actions certainly have not lined up with the way I view you. I have the most utmost respect and love for you, lies. Regardless of what you may think, again, I am incredibly sorry. Eva, she need to leave this damn man alone.
Okay, did he just say, my actions don't line up with how I feel about you?
He's an idiot.
Let me tell you something. Love is an action word. So your actions line up with exactly how you feel about someone.
Period.
That's how they line up.
Like, where's the gun to his head? Was none.
So you can say I love you all day, but if you don't show I love you, then you don't love. It's just what it is. So the words don't matter at this point.
It's really sad at this point because she is getting humiliated left and right. First it was Lamar. Now she has this situation. I just got to say,
this is like deja vu though, because she had this situation a couple years ago, right? Am I tripping?
He said that he was never going to do this again to her. He was never going to embarrass her. It was with Jordan Woods. That was her youngest sister's best friend, right?
Right.
And they ended up all having a falling out and blaming Jordan Wood and making her seem like she was the devil when all along the devil is in your bed, sis.
But then didn't he have another baby? Before this one? Or am I tripping?
Not that I... yes. There was another pregnancy scare, but the paternity did never prove that he was the father. The test came back that he wasn't the father numerous times, but the woman swore that he was. But this time, there's proof. He thought he was going to get off with it again, and he did not. He did not.
Oh, Lord. If I was his sister, I would put a chastity belt on him. I mean, isn't Jamaican?
He is Caribbean. He's Canadian some kind of way.
Jamaican Caribbean. Canadian too?
Yeah, some of them. So I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he is. But she knew what she was getting with him the first 15 times. When he cheated with my little sister's friend, that would have been the end of it.
But No, we're not going to do that to Jordan because he did not cheat with his little sister's friend.
He kissed her.
He kissed her.
That's cheating.
Okay. I just want to make sure she ain't, you know, culpable.
Do you feel like something's up with Chloe? Because I know she used to be the ugly duckling of the family. Now she glowed up a little bit. Do you think it's like low self-esteem or something that keeps her there?
I mean, it's hard, especially when you have a child. But there has to be something. She got to get that Kim K courage. She got to get something in her, like her others, Courtney, that says, I'm over this. I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how many times someone hurts you and what other people say. Until you get over it, then it's going to still happen. Because I don't think the man's going to change. So either you're going to accept the ways and that's your life or move on. But you got to let it go, sis.
Have you ever dated a guy and he got someone pregnant on you?
What? We go ahead and just stop the show now. Hell no.
No, right?
Yeah, no. No. I have been cheated on, but I've never had somebody. Well, not that I know of. No. Well,
does this count? Because this happened to me twice, I'm going to tell you. I was talking to a guy, and I asked him if he had any kids, and he told me no. But he had a girl pregnant, and she had he had a baby on the way. So it wasn't cheat. He didn't lie because the baby wasn't there. And then another guy, it was a similar situation. Like, he told me he had one son, but while me and him was dating, somewhere along that time, he was having a baby with another girl and never told me.
Like, well, didn't ask the right questions.
I didn't know you were supposed to be like, do you have anyone pregnant on the way with a child?
Is there a baby in utero? That's the question.
You shouldn't have to ask that, Eva. If you ask if you have kids, you should count the one that's in the oven.
I agree.
How did it happen to me twice? And the second time, I didn't even find out until the baby was like three.
I'm not laughing at you.
I'm laughing at me. His friend blew him up because he was like, yeah, the kid's coming. I'm like, the kid's, he only has a son. And he looked at me crazy and I looked at him crazy. And I'm like, wait a minute here. What's going on?
You know, so, it speaks more volumes of a man that won't claim his child. than anything. And how you claim one and not the other?
Because it's not here yet. So I guess it does sound kind of crazy if you're trying to date me and you have a baby on the way. It's like, I think I probably wouldn't have dated him.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. No. This is a mess.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So as you can see, we get it in.
That's
topics
right.
have been juicy, and but that's not even the best of them yet, though, because you got some too, L'Oreal.
That's right. And this was a year, Eva, you know, so many great moments, some pretty shocking moments as well. And we're going to take more of a trip down memory lane and give you some of the best moments. Now, Beyonce's Renaissance came out.
Yes.
And took over social media.
Yes. It took the year.
Still going, right? Did it or did it not? We did. We got the challenges popping now. It's all over the radio. We knew it was going to be a big project, and it for sure is. You know what else was big?
What?
A big moment was when Cheryl Lee Ralph, when she won supporting actress in a comedy series at the Emmys for one of my favorite shows, our favorite show, Abbott Elementary, which she well deserved, right or wrong?
Well deserved. Such a good moment. Oh, that was a good one, Lo.
That was
hey,
a
what
good
else
one.
You got? That was a good
okay.
one.
What about when Black Panther came out and had every Black person in the theater dressed up, ready to go all in formation? You know what
Baby.
I'm talking about? We all showed up in formation.
In the beginning, people didn't know which panther it was. Like, if it was Huey P. Newton, like, which panther? So
right,
you
right.
have berets and turtlenecks.
We was there for it. We was there for it all.
Period. I mean, the culture took that. The culture took the year, for sure.
That's right. Speaking of the culture, HBCU culture took over with the help of Deion Sanders getting Jackson State University and HBCUs more coverage. And y'all know there's a lot of controversy going on around Deion Sanders right now. But it should have been more controversy around Brett Favre, who stole from that very same state. And it's
That very same state.
Very same state. And it seems as though that was swept under the rug, but we're going to just blame all the troubles on the Black man.
Oh, yeah, he's not quite.
Okay. Anyway, so many other things happened. Kiki
what else happened, girl?
Palmer. Kiki Palmer gave us some amazing news. Did she or did she not? When she revealed that she is pregnant. We are so happy for her to be a new mom. And there were some shocking moments, too. You know, this person had a lot of new moms out there on the street.
Oh, I
Nick Cannon.
Boom, 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 boom.
11 children total with one on the way. NBA Young Boy's right on his heels because he just announced his 11th baby on the way.
No.
Yes, he did. But he's a little younger. So 23, I believe he is.
Well, if we are ever worried about the race being wiped out, we don't have to worry about it. Between NBA Youngboy, Kiki Wyatt, and Nick Cannon, Black is going to be strong.
I know that's right. I know that. And Diddy. And Diddy, because he's also added to the population. Diddy and Carisha, that was another shocking moment.
I love
when
them.
They appeared to let it be known they're in an open relationship. And then he really shocked us when we found out he had another baby with another woman. I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming.
But see, this is the thing, though. I feel like Christian might have already knew. I don't think that
he better
Diddy,
had told her.
She already knew. And I think that's why she's clapping back, because it's like, y'all all up in my business. And it's my, let me undress myself.
They should have let her announce it. That would have been fair. Because, like, listen, we're in an open relationship. Why can't, or add her name to the thing. And Young Miami, we all love you.
If Krisha announced it, this entire 100th episode would be called Krisha.
It she would be called the most shocking Krisha moments.
The most shocking Krisha moments of the year.
Krisha,
oh my God.
Okay. Please.
That's good. So okay. What else happened?
Also, we can't. Now, this is something we just could not escape, no matter how hard we tried. Will Smith and that slap, or should I say, the slap with Chris Rock's face at the Oscars, man.
You mean the slap heard around the world?
That was super big. Actually, you're right. That's so big. I'm not even going to move on from that for a second. We're going to stay in there. It's to the point where Emancipation, his new movie, people don't even want to support it because all they keep asking about is the slap. Have you watched Emancipation?
I have not seen it, but it's not for failure to try. It came out. I have friends that went to premiere. I was in Atlanta, and then I've been out of town. So I have not had the opportunity. But as soon as it comes available, I'll be watching it in my home theater.
I'm not going to lie. I've never been a real Will Smith fan outside of Fresh Prince and the movie with him and Whoopi Goldberg and Nia Long.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I love everything that Will Smith done
Do
from Hitch.
What movie I'm talking about? Oh, Hitch. No, no, no. Hitch is cool, but no, Focus. Focus is the only movie I could actually say I really enjoyed Will Smith. But what was the name of the movie?
But you got to think about it the other way. How many movies did you not enjoy? Because nine out of
Men
nine
in Black,
movies.
Wild Wild West.
You don't like
Independence
those?
Day. I could go on, girl. I'm
that
not
you
a
did
Will
not
Smith
like?
Fan. I'm not a Will Smith
Concussion.
Fan.
Okay. We supposed to be recapping the Good Mamas, girl. We are not.
Okay. Back to back.
Will is mom. That's my
back
guy.
Okay, well, Kevin Samuels, he came on the scene. He shook things up. Between Black men and Black women, it got really crazy, right? He said all kinds of things. And then suddenly he passes away just the same week that he, like, debuted his acting career and he was in Atlanta. The same week. How ironic and scary is that? There were so many more other things. Seems like this was the wildest year for who do you think?
Who?
Kanye West, who we now
call
Ye.
Can we call him that, or is it Ye? Is it Ye or Ye?
Ye. It's just Ye.
Yeah.
He changed his name this year as well, so that was another big thing. And, you know, he went on a downhill spiral. He lost many fans. He lost a lot of endorsement deals. He lost a lot of money. And some
people
still...
Where are we starting at him running for president? Are we starting at him supporting Donald Trump?
I mean, him
make
saying
America
that,
great again.
Yeah, him saying that Rosa Parks was a plant, him attacking Jewish people, Black people alike, George
Slavery
Floyd.
Was a choice.
Yeah, so many things he has said. And some people still, Eva, in their mind, think that this is all part of a master plan that Kanye has. I would love to know what that plan is, because it seems as though, like, it's just, it's withered away, whatever plan he thought. Anyway, speaking of... people that are a little off their rocker. Elon Musk, he took over Twitter and killed the vibe. I never thought Twitter would be so whack. Did he ruin Twitter, you think? Is that shocking that Elon Musk ruined Twitter?
I mean, it's Elon Musk's Twitter now. If you look at the statistics, hate speech has gone up. Speech against Black men have gone up tremendously. It's Elon Musk's Twitter. And I think it's a very strategic move for the presidential elections that are going to be coming up soon to push out propaganda, because people actually do not read, do not know what's going on in the world. But if it was on Twitter and they saw a snippet, then they believe it. So this is definitely a ploy. But Elon going to go down, because he like the rest of them, got 9-to-5 kids that keep coming out.
He does. He has a lot of kids, and he's not in their lives like that either. That's why he got booed the other day when Dave Chappelle brought him out. And I thought that was hilarious.
He's very Herschel Walker the way he takes care of his kids. It's a very Herschel Walker approach.
And not just that, it's very disturbing to me that Dave Chappelle has a relationship with Elon Musk. I think I love Dave Chappelle so much that I'm shocked. Usually he knows who to rock with and who not, even though Kanye is just kind of like, you know, the cousin you can never get rid of. But like, it's like, oh God, okay, you could come to the store, Kanye, come on. And I get that he's the richest, well, he was the richest man in the world. He's not anymore. But he was one of the richest, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. This was another thing that was extremely, I'm not going to say shocking, but just extremely, extremely traumatic, I will say, to the entire hip-hop community. We've seen so many artists pass away this past year, from, you know, Little Key to Coolio, Snooty Wild, Takeoff, of course, one of the most
impactful is so
deaths.
Sad.
And Trouble, who was a close friend of mine, and that was very impactful to me as well. So Ooh, it was a tough, tough year. What moments would you say in 2022, besides of what we all talked about, because that was a lot. That was heavy. Is there something that we might have missed, or what's your personal best moments of the year?
So one of my favorite moments, I would say, and it's not on the list, was when we had the queen, the brat, in the building after she did her acting debut on Shy, and after she announced her marriage or her proposal to her now wife, Judy. And being in the business as long as we have been, we pick and choose what we want to tell the world. And sometimes the world just takes our business that we didn't even give them. And right. So to see Brat venture into acting. She's been an amazing musician her entire life, can play all the instruments, can sing, can rap, all of that. She's amazing at radio. But then to see her come through and just get undressed with us at the Undressing Room podcast, talk about her relationship, talk about what it was like having a love scene on camera. And when I tell you, I was not ready for the brat. So if y'all didn't listen to that episode, go ahead and do yourself a favor. Tune in.
Rewind.
To that.
Pull it back on rewind.
Pull up, selector, rewind. It was
I'm
so
gonna say,
good.
I'm going to say to Tom, Joyna Cruz, you know, we did our first live show. That was amazing to be able to, you know, sit down with the fans and the listeners and really converse with everybody. And, you know, that was one of my favorite times of last year. I can't wait to the next one. And hopefully y'all see us on there, too. You know what I mean? Like,
you already know, Undressing Room Podcast is definitely going
undressed.
Down.
You know what I mean? Definitely. Getting a little definitely. Undressed.
Well, if you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Do yourself a favor. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/TheUndressingRoom. Now, L'Oreal, I know you talked about your favorite moments. I know you've heard some viral moments. The world's favorite moments for the Undressing Room podcast would be this one special segment called It Goes Down in L'Oreal's DMs. Can you please tell us the best out of the 100 episode? I need some of the best DMs we've had.
The singing one. That's literally because first of all, we talked about it and I moved on, right? I didn't think nothing else of it. I didn't realize they turned it into a commercial. I didn't realize that it was all over the radio. We do this, right? And then we go on about our day. So people were walking up to me and they were singing a little song that sounded like this.
And I was wondering if I could take you out, show you a good time, show you.
I was like, wait a second. What is this? Like, what are they singing to me? And then it dawned on me because I was in the car and heard the commercial. That's my hands down. Eva, I think that's the both of our favorite one.
It's, you know what? I think that is my favorite moment in 100 episodes. Every moment I have had to spend with you has been superb. But hearing him.
And I was wondering if I could. Somebody did catch me doing their voicemail. It wasn't a singing one. It was another person. And they was like, yo, you really put me out there. And they were like, but it's okay. I still love you, though.
You slid in the DM.
That's all that matters. I mean,
and that's what we do.
You listen, on the radio now. Was you going to be on the radio any other time?
You're welcome. That is our 100th episode. Woo! Today is all about popping champagne. You know, Macy's got that wine discount. And if you didn't know, they do. They got the good wine. Come straight to your house. So I'm going to pop some of my Macy's wine, some champagne, a little Prosecco.
I love it.
To celebrate 100 episodes right here with this beautiful lady, L'Oreal, starring L'Oreal on Instagram. It's the Undressing Room podcast.
You trying to get them to slide in them DMs more. I do.
You're not supposed to
pass me one of them Macy's glasses. And give me some of that champagne. Let's pop into the new year and go crazy.
Hey, I love you, girl.
I love you more. To 100 more plus episodes.
To 100 more. See you next time.
Happy New Year.
The Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Follow at the Undressing Room podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed, Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadija Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast.
See you at the next episode.